Welcome, welcome. We are here with Amuna. Is our future with peaceful, determined souls? That's all of us here. Everyone who comes weekly, I will include in this special title today of determined, peaceful souls. We're all here to bring more unity, more Amuna to the world. And that's what the focus will be in Parshas Korach, a special Mashiachdika vibe and energy. We're looking at what we can become with the right focus and the right mindset and the right instruction and guide. Thank you, Hashem. We are sitting in the studio of Rav Sholem Orish. He was just here last night. You can check out the latest class of Rav Sholem Orish, translated by Rav Dain Elgod in English, as well as the other languages. And we have a new light. We will be continuing learning. Yes, for you guys, Brezov.com, please go there, upload. It's been a while. Man, only one class in a month and a half. I'm not sure why. I was just told they're having simchas, a lot of simchas going on there in the editing department, so they're very busy with that. But anyway, we have what to say, and thank God we have our live feeds on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, as well as our Muna podcast, which thank God is growing with amazing content. Appreciate our collaboration from Rabbi Avraham Gislason in Thornhill, Toronto, sending those amazing classes. I've been enjoying more and more of the series there, as well as every so on we try upload a little bit from Gedalia Fenster, and also, of course, the Rav himself, Rav Sholem Orish, with the English translation. What's going to be in the future? We only know Amuna. That's the answer. The answer is Amuna, and we're going to focus on the peaceful focus that's needed for now, for our generation, for what we're going through personally and generally and in the Parsha. And during these coming months, peace mindset is the right way to go. Mindfulness and awareness of our mission and not allowing any situation take away from our bigger goal, what we're doing here. So firstly, we'll go into your feedback. And we have, thank God, always a lot, a decent amount coming through to all our channels. It means a lot to me personally, but also I hope you appreciate that we share it, what you say. I want to give a shout out to the brand sponsor today, GEB, Gush Etzion Distillery, something like that, or Breweries Distillery, GEB, check it out, GEB, just look that up, a Gush Etzion Brew Stillery, that's it, Brew Stillery. Okay, so guys, you can check it out. It's a new brand. I'm still getting used to the name as well, but the abbreviation GB is easy to remember, and it's a wonderful new beer company that's been branded all around Gush Etzion area, which is in Israel, as well as hopefully the whole of Eretz Yisrael as time goes on. And they gave me this wonderful hat and brand to be able to share the positive energy. We have a very similar mutual mission of bringing a lot of unity bookings, unity vibes, and concert energy, Amuna flow into different venues and events that, please God, will be announced in the right time if I'm meritorious to be part of it. Dedicating our 108th ninth class for the days of Erev Tammuz, Amuna class, yes, in the coming week, we'll already be in Shabbos Mevarachim Chodesh Tammuz. So we'll be joining you with this special time of tshuva, a special time of comfort as well. It's going to be pretty southern comfort, pretty hot days coming, and the light of the sun will hopefully bring us some joy together with our loved ones and clarity in what we're doing. To Refuah Shleima to Avraham Bas Chana, to Rav Sholem Ben Yemna, and also dedicated to the D family. We were hoping to have Rabbi Leo D join the Zera Shimshon class, weekly class, which we have been showcasing a little bit over here. And we have the opportunity, hopefully in the future, that will be rearranged. In the meanwhile, we still will be going ahead with the Zera Shimshon class tonight, Thursday night. It's a very special opportunity. That's why today for me is a little bit busy, that I was waiting for the Rav's class so I could be able to bring that into what we're doing here, the latest class of the Rav. And here we are now, hopefully internalizing what Rav Sholem Orish is saying. And we're also dedicating to the D family that they should only have comfort, and the mission that the Rabbi D will hear more from him in the right time, and together with learning Torah. We welcome all our guests of the Holy Land online to Eretz Yisrael, so many inspired followers. Blessings to all of you, as well as we should only hear good news. We dedicate to Gedalia's son, Yerachem Adonai ben Gedalia. We also are wishing for Ellie Goldsmith, myself, to have clarity in terms of what's going to be for the Emunah Tour 2023. I'm ready and available, and as with the peaceful focus that we're having, not to get caught up with machlokas like the Rav spoke about, not to be cholek, not to have any disagreement with the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. We are here hopefully to learn together, and we'll go into it very shortly. Now let's hear a little bit what you're saying. Nigat Simaro, thank you Rabbi. Giela Paris Fanta, better make a donation for the free publicity. Yes, that was to do with the Fanta. Very good. He balances well on the Keter mind. Daniel Ortega, Benito Hombre de Hashem. And lots of imagos, have you said. A sincere soul and flow, having him sing and talk in person on our podcast. That was talking about Mela Cohn, that we had the pleasure to see an interview by Rabbi Yaakov Langer, Jack Langer, in the Living L'Chaim podcast and Inspiration for the Nation specifically, and with Mela Cohn featured there, and we awakened all our wonderful playlists. We have over 80 special classes with special guests where I was able to host with the Rav and Rav Dain Elgod or Rav Ralph Cohen, and we have lots and lots of opportunity to connect. For example, on the Mela Cohn interview, he sang a few songs which he didn't do on Inspiration for the Nation. He did sing with us, and it was a welcome addition, and I shared it with Yaakov and their team. Really opened up our hearts. Good job sharing, Yaakov, with team. Still open to the Unity Bookings Flow, Unity Inspires Project, So Deep, Mela Cohn, Living L'Chaim. Natila mentioned you in a comment. Thank you so much. So Natila made a post about Natila Yadayim. Natila is a company with Natilot Yadayim, like cups, special cups, and they have whole branding and Torah from lots of well-known speakers. So I did a little 1.5 minute blurb. Thanks so much. Wonderful collaboration. Brilliant content. Eddie Golson's Breath of English, Unity Inspires Projects. Amazing. Overcoming anxiety. Rav Oresh, toda. Can you please reply with a link of that video from Soulmate? That was in reference to talking about the Soulmate in the recent class, Emunah class here. Thank you so much, Eddie Golson from Sydney. Thank you, Rabbi. You're awesome. Baruch Hashem, Rav Shalom Oresh's glasses. JJ Parashom, Shalom in Kavana, Emunah Kedusha, Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah from Caracas, Venezuela. Remember, this is about Emunah Global. We're getting to all you guys out there, and we have to be joyous and happy. The reach, the feedback, the love we get from all of you. Someone wrote greetings already on Facebook. It's really kind of you. Keep giving feedback, giving, sharing the love. It means a lot. All the way from Venezuela. Amazing. Raka Kosha, Rav Oseli, Nachas, Vitov, Belev, Kedusha, Besata Dishmaya, Ashreinu, Zashazakinu. Yes, the Rav is back, thank God, from France. An amazing trip. Check out some of the videos we got from the French team, Emunah team, and it was an amazing opportunity there for the French community. And that is an inspiration for us to make it happen for the American and English-speaking communities. Make it happen. Reach out, emunahlive.com. Say you want Eddie Golson to be the tour manager, so it will be the best it can be. And I'll give you direct customer service that I always try and do, the client service, the connection of the wonderful followers to the Rav in the best way that we can do. Now we're going to go into an interesting experimental concept before we go into a new light. Just so hold your horses, keep the book here, and we'll go, what is this? Today, which was actually yesterday, we asked ChatGPT, OpenAI, who is Rav Shalom Oresh? Yes, and we did it in English, Rav Shalom Oresh, or Rabbi Shalom Oresh. Rabbi Shalom Oresh is a prominent Israeli rabbi. This is what ChatGPT said. Pretty good. And this is only a lesser version, like a more older version, not the latest, because I think you have to pay to be on that one. He's a prominent Israeli rabbi, Rabbi Shalom Oresh, author and spiritual teacher. He is best known for his teachings in the realm of Jewish mysticism and Hasidic philosophy. So far, so good. Rabbi Oresh was born in Morocco in 1954, could be it somewhat right, and immigrated to Israel at a young age. He is a founder of Chutzal Chesed institutions and organizations dedicated to providing education, resources, spiritual guidance, and charitable assistance to individuals and families. Very good. The organization focuses on promoting kindness, personal growth, and strengthening one's relationship with God. And we'd add in Hashem. So there you go. You got it clear that the ChatGPT managed, thank God, to give a very good explanation of who is Rav Shalom Oresh. Pretty exact. Rabbi Oresh has written several books that have gained widespread popularity among Jewish readers worldwide. His most well-known work is The Garden of Emunah. Also publishes The Garden of Faith. Yeah, which is a not such a great translation, but there you go. Which explores the power of faith, we say Emunah, and trust in God's providence. He has traveled extensively delivering lectures and workshops on topics such as personal development, prayer. And so far, very good. ChatGPT, give a shout out to the new OpenAI platforms. Obviously, they're getting more and more professional and clear and and exact on their information. Let's continue on. Continue on. Strengthening one's connection to spirituality. Rav Oresh's teacher emphasized the importance of embracing joy. As he always says, Eli, smile. Gratitude. Thank you, Hashem. And love in one's spiritual journey. There's so much love from Rav Oresh when you're around. He was giving me kisses the other day. It's worth knowing the information provided is based on knowledge cut off in September 2021. And there may be, have been further developments and events of Rav Shalom Oresh since then. And that's all that you can go to chat.openai.com to see it all live. Your feedback is appreciated. So you can reach out to us. What do you think of that? Of the ChatGPT explanation of Rav Shalom Oresh. I was pretty impressed. I made a post about it. And this is us being innovative and experimental, seeing how we can go along with technology. It's scary what's coming, but we have to now configure ourselves so that we can use technology. And so far, so good with the beautiful explanation of who is Rav Shalom Oresh. Next. All right, you guys mind one more? Let's go. In fact, I might even have two more. No, just one more. Okay. Eli Golsev Moody Torah classes refer to initiative, a program led by me, Eli Golsev. So I feature also in ChatGPT, which is nice. You know, I wouldn't have imagined it because we're all about Rav Oresh and the Munna. But nevertheless, I have been here for many years and we're going to hear a little bit. The first initiative program led by Lisa focused on teaching and promoting the concept of Emuna within the Jewish community. Emuna often, and I'd like to be global as well, Emuna often spelled Emuna with an H, is a fundamental principle in Judaism that emphasized trust and belief in God's providence and guidance. They actually spelt it as we spelt it, E-M-U-N-A. The Emuna tour led by Eli Golsev typically involves traveling to different locations to deliver lectures, workshops, and classes on various aspects of Emuna. Halavai, we should do more. Yeah. These sessions aim to inspire and guide individuals in developing a stronger connection to their faith and a deeper understanding of the principles of Emuna. Yes, that's what it's about. I mean, well done, ChatGPT on the ball. Yeah. The specific content and stronger and format of the Torah and classes may vary, but they generally cover topics such as the power of prayer, trusting in God's plan, finding meaning in challenging times, cultivating a positive and faithful mindset. And as I said, I'd come myself if that you'd be interested in that. Might not be Rav Shalom Oresh, but with his blessing and with the teachings and the Svarim, I'm actually going to be in England July the 6th till July the 11th. So anyone around in London, which is definitely the easiest for me, is welcome to meet up. I'm going to be in Golders Green, Hampstead for the Shabbat, and I'll be around Edgware most of the time, as well as joining my family for celebrations for the family Simcha. Everyone should be blessed. My own family, in fact, is making a Simcha this weekend. Unfortunately, I won't be there in Spain, but we wish the bride to be Naomi Rochel. Only blessings. Mazel tov. Wasn't able to make it, unfortunately. Very much want to be, but I can't. The class may draw from Jewish traditional teachings, personal experiences, practical guidance applying Emunah in everyday life. Wow, ChatGPT on the ball again. It's worth noting the information provided based on knowledge cut off in September 2021. So yeah, we've done a lot since then, but nevertheless, it's pretty good. And there may be updates to Eli Golsev's Emunah Torah classes. Then for the most accurate update mission, I recommend further on contacting the specific organization or individual associated with the program, i.e. Eli Golsev, from chat. openai.com. Your Emunah feedback is appreciated. DM. So you can always reach out to me with your own ideas, your own feedback, how we can be creative, how we can be innovative, how we can take this Emunah Torah concept to your communities. As I said, I have Unity bookings. I have lots of individuals, including Rav Shalom Oresh, Rav Yonatan Galed, Rav Dain Elgod, and all the wonderful speakers yesterday. We just included Erez Safir. Erez Safir is an amazing soul that I went to Yeshiva with a long time ago in Osamer in the end of the 90s, and now he's done tremendous things. Check out the bio there on our unityinspireprojects.com website, and you can book Erev Safir. He's based in LA now currently, but he's doing so much for Emunah and Breslov and sharing light, the infinite light, the light of the infinite. I joined his program not so long ago and it was amazing. Check it out, Erev Safir. And he's the kind of guy we can bring to your community if the Rav is not able to make it. Lol, today we asked ChatGPT, who is Eli Golsev based in Jerusalem? Why don't we several individuals? So this is where it gets a little bit off. If you don't give it enough information, it gets a bit crazy. Named Eli Golsev. One notable person who comes to mind is Eli Golsev, also known as DJ Nissim. Apparently I'm a DJ, which is not correct. Eli Golsev is a British-born DJ producer relocated to Israel and became an influential figure in the Jewish music entertainment scene. Very nice compliment, but I'm not a DJ. Eli Golsev is recognized for his work in blending Jewish themed, I mean, I have DJed for Nissim, but that's not my profession, with electronic music, yeah, EDM, yeah, there is some. There's Michael Mochten on my music site, as well as DJ Hudacris and DJ Ahava and DJ Nice. So I do have a lot of EDM music over there. Creating unique fusion of traditional contemporary sounds. He's released various albums, singles, collaborating with renowned Jewish artists and musicians. That's true. Put out a bunch of albums myself called Together. I am a guitarist and singer. And also United Souls collaboration album 1 and 2. I didn't want to do a 3, but once everybody came out of Corona and busy baking events again, it was harder to pin people down for collaborative information. So we just sort of put it on hold for now. So if anyone still wants that collaboration album number 3, check them out. United Souls by Ellie Goldsmith. There, that's the collaboration album name. And with all the wonderful people there, we give them a big shout out. They should all be blessed. Ellie Goldsmith is recognized for his work in blending Jewish theme lyrics with literature, blah, blah. In addition to his music career, Ellie Goldsmith is actively involved in community projects, youth outreach programs. He uses music platform to inspire and engage young people, promoting positive message and values. Peter, there might be other individuals named Ellie Goldsmith in Jerusalem without more specific information. Trying to provide further details. And my father kindly wrote a nice little thing on LinkedIn underneath when he saw this post, because I posted it. And yeah, much love to my father. Should be blessed. My mother. Everyone should be blessed with long life. Everything you need. Now let's go into learning. And just as we're about to, just remind you, these booklets are so important. We have at the back, Amunah. Hashem always loves me and everything will always be good. And it's only going to get better and better. We've got the magnet holding my place there in the book. True happiness. As well as Shabbos is a source of blessing. Very important. And remember, the Rav mentioned in the class this week about Uman Rosh Hashanah. So people are already getting tickets. I already spoke to someone and said a lot of the Americans, unfortunately, because of the situation in the Ukraine, are thinking about not going. Nevertheless, he bought a ticket, as well as the Rav is encouraging everyone to get their Uman Rosh Hashanah tickets. What's going to be with me? I don't know. And we're going day by day right now. And I have a spare copy of this New Light book for those. We're holding at page 312. And the chapter is chapter 7. Very important, page 312, we've been discussing mastering spirituality in a practical ways, and we've also talked about some very other important concepts. So I'm going to put this in the bag. Someone reach out to me and email me at ellie.goldsmith@brezza.co.al. You've got the email below, or DM me on all the different platforms, and with your address and what you're doing to share Amunah Global, and I'll send you a copy. There are people out there who can testify that I've been faithful to that promise, but you need to reach out. So hearing Torah. Similarly, our generation, this is the bottom of 312, is a recipient of a wonderful gift, the ability to listen to audio recordings, says Rav Shlomo Hirsch, on every conceivable topic. That's right. And we have 3 podcasts, myself, Relationship Flow, check it out in the links, Unity Flow podcast, check it out, as well as United Souls Extracts on the Substack. Got a lot of podcasts featuring there, a few new ones as well, on the Zera Shimshon, other things. And obviously our Amunah podcast. Amazing opportunity. And here's the magnet. Yeah, let's not forget. Had it as my bookmark. So get it on brezov.com. You got it? Go. And yes, we have all these audio recordings as well. So you can check it out on our platforms, on Spotify, Apple. We actually got in there before it only became Spotify. Now you can go to Apple Music as well and get our podcasts, all 3 of them there. In general, much more practical can be presented on an audio recording than in a book, and a material on an audio recording is totally much better than material learned from a book, because it echoes in the listener's mind. And I'm very happy that Rav Oresh is saying that, because I do believe our generation, the visual and the audio is so crucial. And it's not enough just to put out the books. We need to have all the tools of our current generation and use them all. That's why I was experimenting with ChatGPT and OpenAI, because I give you a personal story, yeah? So there's a concept of, right now, you want to access certain places for certain progressions in life. In order to do it, you're going to have to go to ChatGPT to find out what the keywords are. That's a priceless advice. Find out whatever you're trying to do in your next business venture, whatever it is. Look up ChatGPT keywords on that topic, and that will give you the ability to phrase things in a way that would be impactful. Now, Rav Shlomo Hirsch, he doesn't need ChatGPT. He has divine connections. He's able to draw it down in simple ways that for our generation, according to his holiness. But for us, more normal human beings, we need to use the current tools that we've got available. So here we are using the tool of audio. Internalized much better, echoes in lessons mine. Many students have told me that the moment they faced a challenge, they were saved by the words they heard in my class and recording, which echoed in their ears and in the hearts, I'd add on. Our sage directors, make yourself a teacher. Yeah, it's in Pirkei Avos. We're all learning Pirkei Avos right now. The Rambam, in his commentary on the Mishnah, explains, even, and this is at the top of 313, chapter 7, even if he is not worthy of being your teacher, make him your teacher until you visualize him teaching. So, like, we're determined peaceful souls. What does that mean? Yeah, let's just explain a little bit why I called the class this. Because you're going to have people who are going to be against you, seemingly. Example, I had some tension in the studio. So I've been praying for the guy in the studio. And today he actually helped me set it up. He didn't run the class. Okay, he's not up for that. But he did help me set up the class. So there was prayer brings peace in the house, where Varish was talking about. Praying for the relationships, praying for your shalom bias, praying for your connection to your rabbi, to be saved from machlokas, from arguments. This is a peaceful prayer and being determined no matter what. Another example, yeah, we're trying to build lots of platforms. So on some one specific platform, there's someone who's not allowing us access. So we have the ability to throw that person off. But that's not how we want to do it. That guy's worked for years with tremendous appreciation. He's got a good system. He's a good guy. And it's Torah has to be developed through peaceful paths. What we would love is eventually through them understanding what we're trying to do, to giving us the access so we can collaborate and build this platform even bigger. And this is going to be again and again, all kinds of situations you're going to have in front of you where you have to be determined to go for the peaceful path. For example, you want to say not good about someone, chas v'shalom. Someone told me, go speak to the Rav about this or go speak to the Rav about that, different challenges. Not the Rav, I don't need to waste the time with chas v'shalom, my issues. What I need to do is connect to the Rav and what does Hashem want from me? That's the real point. I need to find out when I'm with him, like, what does Hashem want? Like, and get blessing and get connection. I don't have to bring arguments and difficulties to an already busy tzaddik. And because a lot of the time, if we pray enough first, we won't have to even bring them. That's the point. That we can do the inner work ourselves. A lot of the time, people are always, you know, reaching out, help me with this, help me with that. And I try get the help that they need. But the most important help they can do is do the inner work more and more themselves, so that if when they have the merit to be in front of the tzaddik, like we're on our monitor and you have the opportunity, I see the rabbi in the street, then you'll just get the blessing. You won't have to go through all the dark part because you already did the inner work. So now you're just the kli for the blessing that's meant to be coming. And then you can empower the tzaddik's message even more because you're not in cutness, you're in gutless. Your mind is in an expanded sense. So listening to all these audios, it helps. For example, another current issue, yeah, if you are dealing with marriage stuff, like if you don't understand the dynamics of hormones and what goes on in a woman's body, and then you're married, and then you're assuming that she's got issues with you because she's a bit down or upset, and it's nothing to do with you, and you're taking it personally, which I've done many times, Hashem forgive me, and then you start getting upset back, and then it just causes lack of shalom. If you would have the clarity, and I was just listening to a podcast explaining all the different stages of a woman's cycle and everything that goes on, and now you have the information, not just the spiritual, but the practical, emotional, physical information. Understand that right now is a more challenging time emotionally and physically, and therefore you can be more understanding and give more space. This is coming from audios. This is coming from listening, from growing, opening yourself up to different information that you don't have, different awarenesses, different musagim, so then you can come to clarity for that thing. Same with business, same with everything you're doing. There's a podcast, there's some sort of advice. And of course, as Rav Oresh himself would say, yeah, but listening to the Emunah podcast, you're going to get clarity in how to do this all with Emunah, which is what Emunah is our future, which is what we're doing here. As a result, you will learn wisdom, because learning by oneself is not comparable to learning from someone else. Learning by oneself is good, but learning from someone else will have a longer lasting impact and be clearer. And he put this in bold letters, by the way. Even if the teacher is merely your equal in wisdom or even inferior to you. So you guys, you're listening to me now. I might not be such a big rabbi or anything like that, but I have the opportunity to share some advice from a tzaddik and my own personal journey and experience, and the fact that I am absorbing all the time a lot of podcasts. I could go through my list if anyone would be interested. A long list of amazing inspirational podcasts where I get a lot of clarity, a lot of help, and it is slowly chipping away at the stubborn, blocked personality that I have until I become a better person with all that work in audio, in prayer, in internalization, and all the different tools we spoke about in learning Torah last week, of mastering Torah. Yeah, we have to, all these different things, all the different tips and tools have to come together. Someone asked me about, if I just do the 30 minutes an hour, everything's gonna be great, I've exploded this. No, you have to do all the work. It's a larger story. If the Rav would only have that to teach, there would be one book about exploded this, but it's obviously into many subjects and it needs to cover many points. And that's why last week's class about Torah shows you that there's different ways of connecting to these teachings. And so let's carry on. That is to say, the Rambam states a person must learn from a teacher, even if the teacher is not as wise as he. Why? Because when we learn from someone else, we retain that learning for a long period of time. Thus, when we hear words of encouragement on recording, even if we listen to it a few times and do not find anything new, it has the ability to help us retain the learning. And that is the most important thing. Therefore, when you want to do the work of the will, you seek a way to be inspired, choose a recording on the topic that you want to work on, listen to it repeatedly. Then, in accordance with what it says above regarding books, summarize it, categorize it. Remember, there's the internalization aspect. You have to underline it or make your own notes. If it's a podcast, internalize it, share it with someone else you know is going through a similar struggle. This is real avoda. This is real work for our 2023 generation, using the podcast blessing that we have on all our phones, on all our apps. We have audio with SoundCloud, we have Spotify, we have Apple, we have, there's so many different ways. There's YouTube, it has some sort of podcasting flow as well now. And there's so many ways. We have audio sent to our WhatsApp all the time. I try not to send actual files because I don't like blocking people's phones. But the concept is that we have, even on Zereshimshon, they're doing shorts now. So we have little short versions from Charles Sokol about what he's learning from the Zereshimshon. Therefore, when you want to do the work of the will, you seek a way to be inspired, choose a recording on a topic that you want to work on, listen to it repeatedly. In accordance with what is said above regarding books, summarize it, categorize it, as we just read. For example, although my audio is the honor of the woman and first place and not subject for learning in the Garden of Peace, they encompass all the essential points in that book and they're good for your review. So we have past audios, check them out. We have, you know, not over 100 Emunah classes and 80 of them with the Rav in with special guests, and then another 20 or so, 30 now we've included with the Rav and with Dayan Elgrod. And we have all my personal classes. I think there's a few hundred already by now. So we have opportunity, and we also have even Rav Lazer Brody from back in the day. We have his classes, Aaron Dubinsky. We have a lot of people's classes, Gedalia Fenster. We have Gisliosen. We have special guests that came with all different audios that we put up over the years on our Muna podcast. So much there for you to check out, as well as the Brezov.com catalogs. There's enough out there. You just need to do the hard work of seeking it out, putting it onto your machine and pressing play, and allow yourself to listen and internalize, and then categorize it, internalize it, bring it in, write it down, make it into a saying like Rav Oresh did here, put it on something significant on your laptop, on as your, you know, your whatever you call it, screensaver. Make it real, make it part of your life. Okay, it's always good to sort of mention a number of ways: hearing, reading, writing, summarizing, categorizing, singing, and more. I like the singing one. Yeah, turn it into a song. The main thing is to bring these to the work of the world. And all those great songs out, there's been a lot of new music released. As we say, during this time in between Shavuot and the 3 weeks, we're going to have a lot of music out there. And we've been sharing it, thank God. We've mentioned some of the people who put out music this week. Let me just remind you what was new this week. I don't know why I'm having a blockage. Oh, of course, Nissan Black, Fired Up. Yeah, beautiful song. Check it out, Fired Up. I also had the merit to book him last night at a school in Neve Yaakov. A lot of special Israeli children who, you know, wouldn't have had the ability to ever see Nissan Black live because of financial situation. So they helped. We, you know, did arrange the show very discounted and were able to come to a special program with all kinds of Israeli children, including from the Ethiopian community. And it was very uplifting. Very inspirational, and it was amazing to be part of that process. And I'm always trying to do that, but the point is, it's Fired Up, the new song. Check it out. It's a great promo for a new brand that backed it. Due to the great kindness of Hashem, who has had pity on the final generation, even if people do not have the opportunity and ability to set aside time to learn quietly from a book, they can listen to the audio while driving or work. Remember, we're replacing the word here, disc, because no one has discs anymore, pretty much. We're doing it all through podcasts and apps. As a result of listening and then reviewing what is learned, like Torah Anytime, that kind of stuff, he comprehends and appreciates the importance of mastering the trait that he's working on. In short, when something is important to a person, it burns within him. He can apply the work of the will, which includes engaging in forceful prayer. I just want to give some chizuk. I was on a bus and then a tram, and there was a guy learning this book. And I said, wow, that's amazing. He said, where'd you get it? I said, you gave it out at Kiddush once. That's right. In Gush Etzion, Shirat David, I gave a class there. I think I mentioned it here. And I gave out a bunch of copies for everyone to join in the learning. And I said, keep them, the Kavod Shabbos, enjoy, read them in the Shabbos. And this guy was learning it on the bus, the new light, and at the beginning part. So we went into a whole discussion. And it was big chizuk to see that the learning we're doing is shared out, and people in their own time, in their own space, are continuing on what we're doing here. We're just going to end off for today with one more paragraph. One of my students told me from Avshalom Weiss, she listened to my audio, Peace in the Home, The Honor of the Woman and First Aid, more than 100 times. Every day he listened to an audio, this energized him, allowed him to rest, no rest, and strengthened his will to work on himself. He devoted at least half an hour of his bonus to the work of the one, a topic of obtaining Shalom Bias in the home. I remember I made a joke this week, Shalom, buy it. You want a Shalom? Buy it. Buy it. Use your money to buy the Shalom Bias meaning, and what's more precious, the money, time. That's the real acquisition of Shalom Bayit. You have to, the biggest thing you can give is your time. You should be blessed to have that time to make Shalom Bayit. Now, he listens to the disc and other Toba every few weeks, and this audio. In every few weeks, he listens to these audios again. Thank God he remembers the material, applies it, and prays for peace in his home. He's seen him becoming a loving husband. He sees with his own eyes how his work on attaining peace in the home has given him great energy in all other areas of serving Hashem, making panasa, yeah, making income, having friends and connection, building other classes like we're trying to do. Thus, his perseverance and listening to these audios has led him to engage in strong work of the will, and his efforts have resulted in very significant results. Okay, that's it for today. I want to wish you all a beautiful Shabbos, Mevarachim Tamas. Understand that Koyach was saying Moshe Emes, Usarasa Emes. The Torah is true, and remember, Koyach is a neshama from the future. We're getting ready for the days of Mashiach. These next 3 months should be turned around for difficult times into times of revelation and times of redemption. We should have in mind the Shabbat to turn all the darkness and have a good Chodesh, to have renewal. And see how the camp of Reuven, the camp of repentance, Reuven, Shimon, Gad, these 3 months coming up, have a power to turn around everything that in exile and difficult in our life towards the good, especially with the Elul time of Tshuva. But these two more challenging months coming up, we can do the deep inner work. It's all going to come from inside, from the inner world. Everything is good. Your affairs, it says, the siman for this week's parsha, Parsha's Korach, is the 95 pesukim, and it's 95 is the idea, 95 lines of from the Torah. 95 is the concept of Shem Adni, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the shame of Hashem as our master, and Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei turns into Yud Kei Yud Kei, becomes Shem La'asid, the name of the future of Hashem's name, where the Midas, the Vav, is going to be elevated up to a Yud, and that's either Yikiyah, the idea of Hashem's name will be the future name. As we're saying, Amunah is our future, that's what we're learning here. We're having Amunah. The idea, it means the same numerical value as 95. That's beautiful. And that's what Koyach, he was really talking in a way that was past, it was already way to the future and not where he was right now. So you have to be present right now in the exile and work with the reality you're in. Be real, but know that there's a light there of Koyach, Kulam Kadoshim, that all of us are holy and all of us has connection to united souls, have connection to Amunah. All of us intrinsically are part of the purpose of this creation, and it's up to us to bring that light to the world and to share Amunah global. Amen v'amen. I can't wait to see you again next week, hopefully. Please keep praying for Eliyahu Eliezer ben Hanaliba and for all the Amunah team. Should be blessed to do the rats and Hashem b'simcha, and with Shefer and Brocha and Avshalom Bias and Hinuch and everything good, education and harmony in the home, and we can't wait to dance with you this year in the building of the third temple. Amen v'amen. Thank you. Please share on. Much love.